Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Cindy Miller's here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Cindy's a new friend. She's the president of Cindy Miller Communications, and her organization helps people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace as we connect with people, as we communicate with them in all the different ways that you can do that. She has quite a few significant clients that she works with, has worked with over the years, and has accomplished quite a bit. She's also a community leader. She's past president of Atlanta Women's Network, an organization dedicated to promoting women. That's a subversive group, isn't it, Cindy?
Yeah, it sure is.
Hey, wait, Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So in the opener, as I was telling folks you were coming, I was saying that one of the things you do is I noticed a little bit about your company is you kind of help people with what I'm going to call the 360 degrees of communication, whether it be to customers or to employees or to the press or online. That's kind of the world you live in. Why is that important? Why is it important for small business owners to be able to do all that?
Well, part of it, I mean, the biggest part is right now there is nothing more important than communication because it's instant communication today. Online, email, social media. I mean, if you happen to speak out loud these days, you need to be speaking out appropriately and correctly. And I love that when you were entering this segment, you played Van Halen's Jump.
Yeah.
Because I think that's perfect, because too many people just kind of jump right into communication, and we want people to back up, have a plan, have a strategy, be more intentional about communication, no matter who you're talking to.
Shooting from the hip these days, number one, is not necessary. You can do better than that. Number two, it can be dangerous, right?
Exactly.
And expensive too, right?
You know what? There is a list of social media is littered with people who shot from the hip and are still paying for it. Mm-hmm. A lot of what we do actually is crisis communication, and that fits there perfectly.
Right.
I mean, you can ask any number of people about misspeaking and paying the price of that.
Well, let's talk first about these kind of four areas. Let's talk first about connecting with customers in sort of a traditional way. What are some of the things that you've found that you think all of us should be thinking about in when it comes to just connecting to our customers? Not so much social media yet. We'll get into that, but in the traditional way, because social media is important, but it's not the only way we connect with customers.
Absolutely. I think regardless of where you're connecting with customers, the first thing you have to understand is who your target audience is, who you're talking to. Because a lot of companies want to say, oh, we speak to everybody. But when you speak to everybody, you're really speaking to nobody. And so one of the first steps we want every client to do is really back up and say, okay, who are you talking to?
Well, in small businesses, this is so critical. What you just said is so important for small businesses because we're not Walmart. Walmart has to have everybody. The phone book is Walmart's prospect list. For a small business, we might only need, I mean, heck, you don't need 1,000 clients in your small business. I don't need 1,000 clients, customers in my small business. We might only need 100. We might only need 50. We might only need 8 every month.
We might need 10 good ones.
10 good, it's exactly right. And so isn't that the key to small businesses, to understand, number one, that you're not supposed to be doing business with everybody, that you should only be doing business with what you call your target audience, and keep finding those kinds of people.
Right, that's the strategy phase of what we do. Because sometimes people will come to us and say, "Oh, I need a press release," and we want them to back up. You know, or I need to be on Facebook. I need to do this. And we want them to back up before they get to those tactical ideas we want to really think strategically to make sure that the tactics that you're doing are, I mean, a communication strategy is who do you want to talk to, what's their life like, and then how do they hear?
Right.
Sometimes that's traditional media, sometimes that's a press release, sometimes that's one-on-one marketing, and sometimes that's social media, and lots of other things in between.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things that we have to do, if we're going to do a good job of connecting with customers, we also have to do a good job of talking to our people, don't we?
Yeah, your people and your staff. You need to have everybody, playing out the same playbook. And understand, then a lot of what we do with clients are, once we get the strategy and target audiences, the next step is key messages. And then not just knowing the key messages, but figuring out how to work them into every single thing that you do in your company,
right,
and have everybody understand what you're doing.
So when you say key messages, that's sort of like talking points. These are brand points, brand building points, language that we know that we either we have found or that maybe our industry has determined are the kind of words that customers gravitate to make sure that everybody's using that language, right?
That is definitely part of it. I mean, we think of key messages as more than just the words. Sometimes it's the words that you say, but generally it's what's behind every single thing that you're communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you think about a company like Chick-fil-A, very important to them is that we value our customer.
Right.
So it doesn't mean they march around saying we value our customer, but it's why their bathrooms are clean. It's
right.
Why they say my pleasure. It's why they use your name when they take the
and
order.
Say thank you.
All of those things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are ways to communicate a key message of we value our customer.
Mm-hmm. And then we come to social media. That's still an area that small businesses are struggling with, isn't it?
Yeah, and one thing about social media is it really levels the playing ground for a business of all sizes. I mean, you don't have to have $1 million advertising budget if you can manage social media in the correct way. But part of that is also knowing where not to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I'm sure you know, I mean, I saw you're on Facebook, we're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a time suck. One, because it's fun for a lot of people, me included. And it just takes time to do it right.
Yeah.
So we help companies think through, instead of saying, okay, everybody needs to be on these five social media sites,
right,
we say no to some.
Mm-hmm.
And say, no, you don't really need to be doing that. Or that's phase two.
It's like a customer, right? You need to identify your profile online methods too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Cindy, I need your website, please. Cindy, I need your website.
Okay, I'm sorry. It is CindyMillerCommunications.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about crisis communication. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.